संस्थापक आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिपराज आचार्य अष्टोदरक्ष श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शिल प्रदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरि गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की गंगा माई जमुना माई की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की कलयुग पावन श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम महापुराण की ताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 23, Chapter entitled The Brahmana's Wives Blessed, Text 31 and 32. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Patayo Na अभ्यसूयेरं पितरी रात्री सुतादय लोकास च वो मयोपेताय देवा अपि अनुमन्वते श्री भगवान उवाच पतयो नाभ्य सुयेरन् पितृभ्रात्रे सुतादय लोकाश्च वो मयोपेता देवा अपि अनुमन्वते श्री भगवान उवाच पतयो नाभ्य सुयेरन् पितृभ्रात्रे सुतादय लोकाश्च वो मयोपेता देवा अपि अनुमन्वते श्री भगवान उवाच पतयो नाभ्य सुयेरन् पितृभ्रात्रे सुतादय लोकाश्च वो मयोपेता देवा अपि अनुमन्वते
Your fathers
brothers, sons, and others. Lokaha, the general populace. Cha, also. Vaha, towards you. Maya, by me. Upetah, advised. Devaha, the demigods. Api, even. Anumanvate, regard favorably. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead replied, rest assured that your husbands will not be inimical towards you, nor will your fathers, brothers, sons, other relatives, or the general populace. I will personally advise them of the situation. Indeed, even the demigods will express their approval. Text 32. Na pritaye anuragaya yanga sangondanam iha tanmanomayi yunjana achiran mam abhapsyatha. Translation. For you to remain in my bodily association would certainly not please people in this world, nor would it be the best way for you to increase your love for me. Rather, you should fix your minds on me, and very soon you will achieve me. Purport. By disciples of His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Lord pointed out that people in general would not appreciate a loving affair between Lord Krishna, who superficially was appearing as a cowherd boy, and the wives from the Brahmana community. Also, the Brahmana ladies' own devotion and love would increase most efficiently in separation. In other words, it would be best all around if they continued to fix their minds on Lord Krishna and thus went on with the process they had been practicing throughout their lives. The Lord and His bona fide representative, the spiritual master, expertly engaged the Lord's devotees in different types of service so that all of them can quickly return to His lotus feet. The 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, brings a series of 3 chapters successively to establish a point, and that point is how Krishna appreciates service without selfish consideration. Just before this Brahmana Patni episodes, towards the end of the previous chapter, Krishna is glorifying the trees of Vrindavan. Pashya daitan mahabhagan parasyaikanta jivitan. These trees exist only for the sake of serving others. Vata varsha atapa himam sahanto varayantina. And the only purpose of their existence is simply to serve and please others and protect others from all kinds of difficulties of the weather. Patra pushpa phala chhaya phoolaval kaladarubi. And then Krishna, while pointing to the trees, notes a list of services which the trees provide. They offer patra, leaves, pushpa, flowers, phala, fruits, chaya, they offer shade. And then Krishna concludes by describing that if anyone asks me my opinion on what is my perception of successful human life, society has their own perception, own paradigm of what success means. But if someone asks my opinion of what is success, then he says, etavat janma safalyam dehinam iha dehishu. The success of the human form of life is for all souls in all different types of bodies. What is my understanding of success? Pranair arthair dhiya vacha shreya acharanam sada. If one utilizes one's life, pranair, one utilizes arthair, one's wealth, one uses dhiya, one's intelligence, and vacha, one's words, shreya, for the purpose of serving others and relieving others' pain. This is my definition of success. So Krishna looks at trees whom we see practically every day. To witness the presence of trees is one of the most commonplace experiences for people in this world. But Krishna looks at the trees and sees that quality within the trees which a common man in society may miss. Very few conditioned souls aspire either for themselves or for their kids to be like trees, to follow in the footsteps of the trees. So Krishna is glorifying. There is one quality which the trees have which impress me the most. And I recommend the human society to pick that quality from the trees and follow in their footsteps, which is to serve without selfishness. In order to highlight how selflessness is so dear to me, how willingness to respond and reciprocate with my pleasure and my will, the desire to please me at the cost of going through personal pain, that principle is so pleasing to me, to highlight that, a contrast is created. Because to highlight the deities, you have to add backdrop which is of a contrasting color. Then only the deities looks gets enhanced. So in order to highlight the selflessness of the trees, Krishna gives a backdrop of the next two chapters of characters who are very high born, who may be generally very respected because of their position on the earth and position in heaven. Because of the power of their knowledge and because of the power of their political influence. But Krishna says, they may be respected in the world, but in my world, I don't respect them. Why? Because they are tinged by the black mark of selfishness and pride. And so Krishna follows up the glorification of the trees and provides a backdrop of the character of selfishness being demonstrated by the Brahmanas, and follows that up with the next chapter, couple of chapters, by highlighting the selfishness demonstrated by Indra. So the series after this is Brahman Patni's deliverance, and then after that is the Govardhan Leela. So the highlight which Krishna wants to underline is, from my perspective, in my paradigm, if any of you want to have aspirations in life, Krishna says, my recommendation is better to be a selfless low-born tree than to be a selfish high-born Brahmana or a demigod. Period. So that's basically the underlying principle which Krishna wants to demonstrate through this series of chapters. And we are now in the episode of the deliverance of the Brahmanas. So, when Srila Prabhupada established Krishna Consciousness Movement, this was a movement to fulfill the will of Krishna. And many times, people of this world would not be able to understand and appreciate how this particular movement is relevant for us. Because many activities, many things which happen as part of this Krishna Consciousness Movement appear to contradict people's expectations and desires. When Giriraj Maharaj joined the movement, he shares the story that his parents brought a psychiatrist. And the psychiatrist was trying to convince him, or question rather, what made him make this choice. So the psychiatrist was asking Maharaj, what is your problem in life? And he said, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi Dukkha Doshanu Darshanam. He quoted the Bhagavad Gita. Then the psychiatrist asked, did you have any problems with your parents, father and mother? Then he quoted, Pita Mahasya Jagata Mata Dhata Pitama. He quoted again from the Gita. For half an hour this interaction was going on. After half an hour, the psychiatrist came out and mentioned to the parents, if I spend half an hour more with your son, I will become Hare Krishna. And then the psychiatrist said, your son is permanently infected. And when Giriraj Maharaj shared this with Prabhupada, he liked it a lot. And he said, even psychiatrist has certified. So when I joined also, my family was quite bewildered and my parents were not sharing. And people would ask, where is your son? I said, he's in Bombay. What is he doing? He's in Bombay. So finally, I organized an event where all my family members came together, like, and more than 100, 120 members were there. And I'd taken one more devotee to give a talk. To family, you cannot give talk yourself. So you need one more person to support. So he gave a lecture and he took the theme that anybody becomes a devotee of Krishna, 21 generations are liberated. from the seventh canto, Narsingadev pastime. So then he concluded by saying that, pointing to me, that because he has become devotee, all of you and 21 generations will go to Vaikuntha. One of my cousins came up to me and said, please continue chanting. Don't give up. And he said, if you have any problem, let me know. I never knew that your practice is going to benefit me also. So, we find that here, when Krishna approaches the Brahmanas, they expect Krishna to appear in front of them in a certain stereotyped manner. But Krishna sends his cowherd boys, his representatives. So the important thing is, spirituality is all about how we can recognize the presence and the movement of Krishna's will manifest through different sources. That's the difference between the neophyte and the advanced devotee. The neophyte expects the substance of Krishna's will to manifest in a certain form only. Whereas the advanced devotee is able to see the presence of Krishna's will in any form, even in the midst of prosperity and adversity. So when the cowherd boys came and said Krishna and Balaram want some bhoga, so they could not recognize who these people were, and therefore they could not see that they were carriers of Krishna's will, and so they missed the opportunity to serve. So this is a very important point. The opportunity to serve may not always come in a certain form and shape which we expect. So the difference between an advanced devotee and an ordinary practitioner is, an advanced devotee is able to recognize and grab the opportunity when it manifests. It may come covered by thorns, but the advanced devotee doesn't see the thorns, he sees what is inside. And therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita describes, Pragadha premer ei swabhava achar nijadukka vighna nirno kore vichar. Love means, where in a relationship there may be scarcity, impediment, discomfort and unhappiness. Even though a relationship may be filled with scarcity, impediment, discomfort and unhappiness, there may be excruciating pain in that situation, but the devotee simply wants to serve and please the Lord and his devotees. And therefore Prabhupada calls this the burden of love. And he gives the example, if someone throws at me stones, I will immediately retaliate. I may become very upset and angry. But if someone throws biscuits, not crackjack, but gold biscuits, throws, it hits me, it hurts me, I look at what has hit me, it's gold.
I look at him and say, I am fallen. I need more. What will one or two hits do? Immediately, the whole perspective changes. Because you look at what exactly is the opportunity. So therefore, the burden of love is something which is extremely important for devotees to consider. And this is what here in the Brahman Patni's episode, we find that the opportunity came, but the opportunity was missed by the Brahmanas. Because they always thought service to Krishna means I must see Krishna somewhere. But they could not see Krishna there. One of Prabhupada's disciples, he was preaching in various places, and then finally he came here to Vrindavan. And he really liked it here. And then Prabhupada saw him for a few days. And then Prabhupada looked at him and said, I had given you some service to preach somewhere, but I see you are here in Vrindavan. And he said, Prabhupada, I love it so much here in Vrindavan. It is giving me so much pleasure. Prabhupada said, bhakti means to give pleasure to Krishna. And then he said, but Prabhupada, this is Vrindavan. And anyway, I have preached so much, I don't see where else I will preach. Prabhupada said, why don't you go to Sri Lanka and preach? He got bewildered. He said, Prabhupada, Sri Lanka is a very small country. Prabhupada said, okay, then go to Pakistan. He thought for some time. He said, no, Sri Lanka is better. And then he actually went. And there was a very high profile debate. And Srila Prabhupada was very pleased with that. And he included that as part of his Life Comes From Life book. So many times, we may not realize what is the opportunity which is going to manifest. Because Krishna does not reveal everything all at once. And therefore, in this particular episode, we find that when these cowherd boys returned back and informed Krishna, Krishna told him, go to the patnis. And when all of them go to the wives of the Brahmanas, so the wives had not studied Sanskrit in great detail. They were not scholars. But they recognized where is the message coming from Krishna. So all the knowledge is ultimately meant so that we are able to recognize what is the will of Krishna and what needs to be done to serve and please Krishna. That is the purpose of all knowledge. And therefore, in Vrindavan, when there are so many demons who are coming and attacking, and there is so much of pain all around because of the attacks and the uncertainties, Shukadeva Goswami says, what is the attitude of Nanda Maharaj and other cowherd boys? Iti Nanda Dayo Gopaha Krishna Rama Katha Muda Kurvanto Rama Manascha Navindan Bhava Vedana Krishna Rama Katha Muda. Nanda Maharaj and others, when they face the pain and the adversity caused by the demon's attack, they offset that, they ignore that, they rise above that by focusing on the qualities and the pastimes of Krishna. And seeing that adversity as the will of Krishna. So they don't see the ghastly face of that adversity. They see the beautiful smiling face of Krishna behind that adversity. So it is all a matter of where we choose to focus. Kurvanto ramamanascha na vindan bhavavedana na avindan. They did not experience that pain because they chose to focus on Krishna. So here the Brahman Patnis, they're also focused that okay, all of these bhoga have been prepared. Our husbands want them to be offered at a certain time in a certain way. But Krishna has come with this offer through his associates. Krishna's associates are coming and requesting. Honoring Krishna's will means honoring his associates, the messengers who are carriers of the message. And let us offer respect to that request. And in this way, they decided that let us send whatever we have cooked and let us supersede the will of our husbands and respect the will of Krishna coming through these associates. Chaturvedham bahugunam annam adaya bhajanaihi abhisasru mudam sarva samudram iva nimnagaha. The four different types of vyanjan which they had created. Chaturvidha. Bahugunam, with amazing varieties of qualities. All of that which in pots, they lifted the entire pots and kept it. They did not make any compromise or adjustment that few drones to Krishna and others for husband. Let us please both. They were uncompromising. They loaded everything and sent everything. And then, you know, Krishna is very pleased with their unconditional, uncompromising service. And most importantly, Krishna is pleased with the fact that they have honored his representatives who were the carriers of the message. And they had the maturity to see the presence of Krishna through those cowherd boys. And therefore, as they were respecting the representative. So that is most important. There is a place in South India called Bhadrachalam. So there was a lady deep into the forest. She was a forest dweller. And she came across a deity of Lord Ram and she was serving those deities of Lord Ram with great devotion. She did not have too much means, but with whatever simple roots and fruits she was serving. And the deity was under a tree. The local tax collector, whose name was Ram Das, happened to come by. He was a devotee of Ram. He saw these deities. He was very impressed. And this lady told Ram Das, I am serving these deities of Ram in such a simple manner in the forest. Because I don't have the means, but you are a collector. You have access to funds. Why don't you build a beautiful temple for Lord Ram? Lord Ram will be pleased. He'll bless you. And the tax collector gave the first response which typically everybody gives. I don't have the funds. She said, you don't have the funds. You're the tax collector. All the tax come to you. You can do what you like. So maybe you use some of the taxes which you collect to build for Lord Ram, and then later Lord Ram will adjust things in such a way that you will be able to repay. But for the time being, even as a loan, I think you have the capacity to do it. Just imagine, generations in future will recognize your service. So Ramdas got convinced. So without informing the governor, he just went and built the temple. When the governor found out a temple has been built, money which was supposed to come to me was used here, he called Ramdas, and Ramdas explained, I'll be repaying in due course of time, don't worry. He says, no, nothing doing. He put him in jail. When Ramdas was in jail, Ramdas started praying to the Lord. Not just praying, he started chastising Lord Ram. Who built the temple for you? Dasharatha Maharaj or what? That beautiful, opulent diamond waist belt, do you think you got in dowry from Sita? That beautiful mukut on your head, do you think demigods gave you? I strived so much. I did everything for you and still I'm in jail. And you are sitting in your nice temple there. Is this fair? That night, the governor who put Ramdas in jail, he got a dream. Ram and Lakshman appeared with two bags and said, please release Ramdas. Whatever amount due to you, it is right here. Please release him. The governor got up with a start, because he thought it's a dream, but actually the bags were there. He counted, the amount was exact which was supposed to be given. The governor came running to Ramdas. He released him, shared this story, how these two personalities with bow had appeared. It was Ram and Lakshman himself. He didn't recognize. He said, they appeared to me and gave me instruction, and therefore I could not recognize your glories. You are such a great devotee of Ram, I am releasing you. Ramdas again got angry. He said, my dear Lord, I am the one doing bhakti and you are giving darshan to him. Is this fair? What is going on here? So the Lord reciprocates with love and devotion to anyone who is devoted to him. And so the words of the devotees have to be respected. Right? The words of the devotees have to be respected. To the extent the words of the devotees are respected, to that extent Krishna is pleased. And so when Narad Muni has cursed Nalkuvar and Manigriv, when Lord Damodar is taking the ukhal, the ukhal doesn't have any qualification, but the only qualification is following in the footsteps of Krishna and is bound to Krishna. And which direction Krishna is taking? Rishir Bhagavata Mukhyasya Satyam Kartum Pachohari Jagama Shanakaistatra Yatrastam Yamalarjunam. Damodar is thinking, Devarishi Narada, his words were, Krishna will deliver you. So I have to honor and respect the words of Devarishi Narada. And therefore, when he saw Nalukuvar and Manigriv standing in form of the Arjuna trees, Damodar was going in this direction. He changed his direction to honor the words of his devotees. And then when the ukal comes in contact with Yamala Arjuna trees, and then Krishna delivers them. So Shukadeva Goswami says, Sadhu nam samachittanam sutaramat kritatmanam darshanam no bhavet bandha pumsa akshnor savituryatha. Just like in the presence of the sun, darkness cannot exist. Similarly, in the presence of Krishna's devotees, ignorance cannot remain. And so, in the pastime of Sakshi Gopal, Brahmana, he says that the greatest asset I have is that I have faith in Krishna's words. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, one may think that money is an asset, property is an asset, reputation is an asset, influence and political influence is an asset. But the greatest asset is to have faith and hope in Krishna and Krishna's devotees and their words. To have faith in the words of Krishna and Krishna's devotees. That is the greatest asset. That is the greatest dhan. Paya jara agya dhan brajera vaishnavakan tarabandho mukhya huridas chaitanya bilasa sindhu kallolera ekabindu taha kana kohe krishnadas. So Kaviraj Goswami says, I have no assets, I am of failing health, but I have got the biggest dhan. What is that? Agya dhan. The instruction and the words of the Vaishnavas in Vrindavan who have instructed me to write Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Agya dhan. When the instruction comes, we consider the instruction and the order of the devotees as dhan. Agya dhan. But many times when agya comes, we consider it agya gan. Why I have been chosen for this? O divine energy of the Lord, O all attractive Krishna, please engage him in your service. Give me a little break. So, Srila Prabhupada, on the first floor of his house in Sitakant Banerjee Lane, he had given it on rent to Gaudiya Math devotees. That was the first voice or base center where Gaudiya Math devotees were studying Harinamamrita Vyakaran under another Saraswati Thakur's disciple whose name was Dol Govind Shastri. So Prabhupada was a grihastha and sometimes he would sit on the side staircase. So Prabhupada was sitting on the staircase chanting japa. Dol Govind Shastri came and sat next to Prabhupada and said, Abhay Babu, I am thinking, Prithiviti Ache Jyotanagaradigra Mahaprabhu has said, how will it actually happen all over the world? Prabhupada got up, took two steps down, turned around and said, if Lord Chaitanya has made that prediction, it will happen all over the world. Again Prabhupada took two steps down, turned around and said, someday a fool who surrendered at the lotus feet of Srila Saraswati Thakur will make it happen. And then Dol Govind Shastri started thinking, will it be me? Prabhupada took two steps down, turned around and said, it will not be you. Dol Govind Shastri said, what does Abhay Babu think? He will do it? How can he do it? He is always thinking about money, money, money. That's what they thought. But the instruction given in the form of a seed in 1922 was kept by Srila Prabhupada in his heart, deep within. And then when Prabhupada went to the West, went to America, and then, you know, he started spreading Krishna consciousness process. Some of his godbrothers, they saw Prabhupada eating with hands just after his sannyas, and they said, "Swami Maharaj, you are going to America to preach. You should learn how to eat with knife and fork." Prabhupada said, "I am going to America not to learn eating from knife and fork from them, but to teach them how to forget knife and fork and eat with hand." Prabhupada said, "Many have gone from India to the West like this, but I am going to go to the West like this to give the message and the knowledge of the Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam." So Prabhupada said, "Yes, it will be difficult, but one needs to be patient, because you have to shed tons of blood before you can transform someone." One devotee was putting stamps on an envelope and he was using his saliva. Prabhupada saw that, he became angry. He said, "What is this? Muchi, you should not use your saliva to put this. You should use some water. This is unclean." And Prabhupada left. So this devotee brought a bowl of water and started using the water to put the stamps. All the stamps were done, only one stamp remained, but the water was over. There was no water in the bowl, and this devotee started thinking, "Who will get up, go and fill up for just one stamp? I already know my old technique." And then he turned around and saw nobody was there. He thought, "Kya farak padta?" He pulled out his tongue, put that last stamp on the tongue, the door opened, Prabhupada was standing. And he said, "I told you not to do this." He said, "Prabhupada, actually I followed." He said, "No, I see you doing this." So Prabhupada said, to transform someone's habits is one of the most difficult things. It is not easy. And therefore, when Srila Prabhupada was in Juhu, he was sitting with a group of people, and then one big businessman, Brijaratan Mohatai, entered. He offered obeisances. Prabhupada introduced him, "This is Mr. Mohata, a very big businessman." So Mohataji immediately said, "But Srila Prabhupada, you went to America with 40 rupees, now you have property all over the world worth 40 crore rupees. You are the real businessman." Prabhupada said, "Then why don't you join my business?" He said, "Not immediately, but I will support your mission." So one devotee asked Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, when I go to the spiritual world, how will I find you?" Prabhupada said, "Don't worry, I will find you. You make your efforts to come there." So Srila Prabhupada took the instructions of Srila Saraswati Thakur very seriously. In the climate where so many of his god brothers who had several decades of association of Srila Saraswati Thakur were fighting it out in the court cases. So Srila Prabhupada did not have the luxury of very encouraging examples. He had all the reason to say, "When I got only 2-3 times association of my Guru Maharaj, and those who got unlimited association, they are fighting and having conflicts, and this is what is going on, I don't feel encouraged. Let someone else preach in the English language. So therefore, bhakti is very much dependent on how we are totally laser focused on seeing the message of Krishna manifesting to us through different sources. And even in the midst of so many disturbances, we do not allow those disturbances to remove our focus, to change our focus. We continue to be focused on that message. Honor that message. Take it in our hearts and follow it. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has always emphasized to be focused on the sound vibration. And so Mahaprabhu himself came to Vrindavan only on the last day of Kartik, 1515. Mahaprabhu spent only one day in Kartik in Vrindavan. Only last day. And then 2 months he spent. So, Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy in Vrindavan was growing and growing like anything. In Vrindavan. Because he was aspiring to come for so many years. But then, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, his servant, he was having a tough time. So Lord Chaitanya from Akrur Ghat would go to Imlitala every day morning. And all day people would come and pester Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Where is Lord Chaitanya? We want to call him for the lunch and this and that. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would also jump into the Yamuna and Balabhadra Bhattacharya was in total anxiety. And he approaches Lord Chaitanya one day and says, Sahite na pariyami loker gadabadi nimantrana lagi loka gori huda huri. My dear Lord, people are pestering me, bothering me like anything for inviting you. I can't handle them. Early morning, you go and you have a peaceful day chanting. But what about me? And so, Balabhadra Bhattacharya is in direct contact with bliss personified. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Satchidananda Vigraha, in direct association with bliss personified, Balabhadra Bhattacharya is purely miserable. Lord Chaitanya is in pure bliss. Balabhadra Bhattacharya is in pure misery. And so finally he puts his astras down and he says, Pratah kale lok aise tomare na paaye, tomare na paaye lok mor matha khaye. When people come and they can't find you, they eat my head. So please, let us leave from here. And what is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's response? He says, Udvigna hoila pran sahitena pari. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could have told him, hey, I never wanted to bring you. The devotees forced you upon me. Now you are saying, I can't manage. Oh, you go. You can't tolerate, you leave. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to underscore the point. Vrindavan means to please the devotees' will. Jadyapi Vrindavan tyage nahi prabhur man bhakta ichha purite kohe madhura bachan. Mahaprabhu did not have desire to leave Vrindavan, but he wanted to please his devotee. Bhakta ichha purite. And so he says, you brought me to Vrindavan, you pleased me, you are in distress. To please you, I will leave. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrendered to the desire of Balabhadra Bhattacharya, his servant who had been sent to serve Lord Chaitanya's will. But Lord Chaitanya surrendered to Balabhadra Bhattacharya's will and left. Just after 2 months. So therefore, this particular point which is made in the purport, that the Brahmana lady's own devotion and love would increase most efficiently in separation. So when the Brahmana's wives were stopped, Nishidhyamana Patibi Bratribi Bandhubi Saha, the relatives stopped, but they did not stop. They crashed through the dam like a raging river. Why? Bhagavati Uttama Shloka Dirgha Shruta Dhritashaya. Because they had heard about Krishna's glories. And so finally, when they receive Krishna's grace, the next verse tomorrow will, it's very important. Shravanat, Darshanat, Dhyanat, Mai Bhavonu Kirtanat, Na Tatha Sannikarshena, Pratiyata Tato Graha. Krishna is telling the Brahmana's wives, go home. Physical association not important. Shravanat, Darshanat, Dhyanat, Mai Bhavo Anu Kirtanat. That is more important. That is bhakti. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada, hardly a few times association physically with Srila Saraswati Thakur, but constant association with Srila Saraswati Thakur in the form of carrying his vani within his heart, nourishing that desire of Srila Saraswati Thakur deep within the heart. And as a result of that meditation by Srila Prabhupada, all of us are fortunate to be sitting here at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar, Sri Sri Gaur Nithai, at Srila Prabhupada's favorite Krishna Balaram temple in Sri Dham Pratap. So this is an inspiring episode for all of us to meditate upon. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Any question? Any one question?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for this wonderful class. Prabhuji, you were talking about the glories of the trees of Vrindavan that Krishna was speaking about. I feel that the main element is compassion, but oftentimes as a practicing devotee I find that we have this tendency of fault finding in others. And I feel that if we are finding faults within others, then how can we be truly compassionate? So can you give some tips, practical, so that...
How many years you are in ISKCON?
4 years.
Four years. Stay 40 years.
Hopefully.
Automatically. Cheto Darpana. And marjanam will not always be smooth. Right? Sometimes marjanam, sometimes mardanam. Just be in devotees. Be with devotees. Whatever. Whether you get encouraged or criticized or whatever, you be around.
So, see, I find that within the group of devotees, it is not very difficult, but outside, when we go to office and all, constantly we have this tendency of finding faults.
What is your job?
And you pursue chartered accountants.
Chartered accountancy. You don't have to kill anybody, right? Arjuna's profession was here to kill. So whose profession is more deadly? Arjuna's, you know. So, chartered accountants. You just have to, you know, fight with numbers. Arjuna had to fight real people and fight and kill. So therefore, Krishna spoke the Gita to Arjuna so that he sets an example that Krishna consciousness is not transforming or changing your profession, but changing your consciousness. And you are lucky that at such a young age, as a chartered accountant, you are practicing also, because how many people The world population is 7.6 billion. There are 31% Christians, 23% Muslims, 16% atheists, 15% Hindus, 8.5% Buddhists. How many vegetarians? Hardly 500 to 600 million vegetarians. Out of 7.6, 9% of the world is only 9%. Matlab 91 to 92% of the world cannot sleep at night without putting meat in the stomach. That is the reality of the world. And out of that remaining 8-9%, how many eat without onion, without garlic, without chai, without coffee? Numbers will drastically drop and you will be left with 1 or 2 lakh people. We are a very small number, not worth finding fault. It's too small, you won't even find them. If you spread the devotees across the whole world population, would they gain any? Because number is so small. So you should know each person who is wearing tilak, chanting and all, is rarest of the rare. You understand? So I was in an airport and somebody called out to me, "Swamiji, Swamiji." I said, "Hey, kone bhai?" He said, "Gita hai kya?" I said, "No, not here in temple." So he said, "Now I am 75, 76 years old. Main soch raha hu abhi Gita padhta hu. This is the right age to start, right?" I said, "What do you do?" He said, "I am CA." I said, "Oh, chartered accountant." He said, "No, complete aram." So, Gita says, no, only at that stage you should start. No. So, you are a chartered accountant, you are young and you have already started. How many chartered accountants are wearing tilak, Baba? Very few. So, therefore, the privilege of coming in association of devotees is very rare. The privilege of after coming in association, taking the message seriously is rarer. After taking the message to practice and apply is further rare. And after that to continue without leaving is the rarest. And there is something, the rarest of the rarest of the rarest. What is that? After continuing and following, to be happy. Not that. Why did I come here? Or who brought me here? Right? So Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and? Not chant Hare Krishna and be miserable. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You chant. Hare, you are looking miserable? I don't know. You chant. But so therefore, the practice of the process needs to be done properly. Jai Shishi Krishna Balram ki, Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Bhagwan ki, I go Premanande.